Kenny Julius winning Player of the Week. I mean, 37 years old. What do you say about that?
Hey, it just makes me look good because I've been saying all along that Pep still had the juice. He was still capable of going out and playing at a high level, and I think him winning Player of the Week really speaks to that.
Devin had a really strong training camp. What has he continued to do to make that progress on the field now that he has to step into a larger role?
Man, you know, it's fun seeing Devin go out and do everything that we watch him do day in and day out at practice and seeing it translate over onto the field. I was definitely excited to see him go out and get in the end zone twice. This is a great opportunity. He's going back to his hometown. Playing in Detroit, get an opportunity to do it out there, so definitely excited to see him work.
Sounds like between he and his family, he said there's about 100 seats that will be filled with well-wishers for him. That's pretty exciting.
That is exciting, knowing that we got that many more Panther fans in the building, so it's definitely going to be exciting.
How tough is Detroit on offense?
Man, they've been tremendous all season long. When you look at what Matthew Stafford is doing, I think he's really trying to dispel that notion of him not being able to play the game without Calvin Johnson. When you look at the receivers that he has now, he's utilizing them very well. Golden Tate's playing well. Both of the Jones guys are playing well. And if you look at how he's utilizing Eric Ebron and those running backs that they have in the backfield, they're a high-powered offense.
I feel like you guys have to not validate last week's win, but kind of go in Detroit, get the win just to kind of prove people and kind of keep them quiet.
You know, we're most certainly not trying to validate anything. It's all about lining up and playing who you have on your schedule that week. And for us, the goal is to continue to win. You know, each and every opponent we approach the same. You know, we approach it with a must-win attitude, and this week is no different for us.